AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 5th of October. Beautiful start to the day, partly cloudy and 52 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Doing well.
Outstanding. What's your take on how things have gone here for USD 251 North Lyon County getting deep into the first semester?
Yeah, I think we're off to a great start here. We, first week of September, we had a little bit of a COVID bubble and had several kids test positive and several kids in quarantine, but things have really trended down and diminished with that. The last 2 weeks, we've had any test positive, maybe one, and then maybe one or two in quarantine. So we're very happy that that's trending in the right direction.
Were you a little bit concerned when you saw that bubble at the start of the year? I think it was the week one and week two where you saw a pretty significant spike for students and then also an increase in staff as well?
Yeah, we were concerned about that. I think the important thing with staff was we've had enough of our staff vaccinated that we weren't as concerned with not being able to staff our classrooms and our aid positions as we were last year before the vaccine. So that was a big deal, I think.
So the bulk of your staff is vaccinated, Bob?
If I had to predict, I would say it is over 50%.
Okay. Well, it's good that the numbers are coming down. The kids that are quarantined, are you able to keep them in class? How does that work for you?
Yeah, with the older kids, we've given the teachers the option of Zooming with them. I think it's more of a blended approach. There's some Zooming going on. There's some packets going home or online work. And then with the younger kids, we feel like it's more difficult to carry off the remote learning or the Zoom. So with the younger kids that have been in quarantine, it's been more of the packet learning.
Along those lines here, Bob, how have things gone with the changes from last year? How is your current setup different from what you went through for much of last year? And how pleased are you right now with the results of that, at least that are evidencing themselves now?
Yeah, obviously the big difference is last year we spent most of the year in masks, and this year we're not masking, but we're attempting to provide the 3-foot distance everywhere that we can. Obviously, we're still masking on school buses because that's a federal requirement. And so, overall, I'm pleased with how things are going. We will just try to continue to make things as safe as possible. And, I'm optimistic that we'll be able to continue just as we did last year.
And talking with USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 726 KVOE live and local. Well, Bob, we know you were actively recruiting personnel. As far as teachers and staff at North Lyon County, how are things right now staff-wise for you?
Yeah, we are currently fully staffed, and we're very pleased with the quality of new teachers and staff that we have. Obviously, with teachers, it's a tight market because in Kansas there's a shortage. We all know that. But we are pleased that we're able to fill all of our positions and feel like we got some really competent, quality teachers.
Bob, let's talk also, too, about enrollment matters, too, because this is something, we're starting to get more word here when it comes to school districts. Obviously, Emporia State Flannels Technical College got their announcements officially last week. How are enrollment trends going here for USD 251 North Lyon County?
Yeah, it looks like after our September 20 count this fall, looks like we may be down about 20 students in our district, which is a significant number for a district our size. However, since 2018, the state of Kansas has allowed school districts to count the highest of the previous 2 years. So we will be able to count last fall's enrollment one more time. So we'll count the higher enrollment from last year next year. And then obviously that's based on current year weightings. The other thing we have working in our favor is we're opening that new preschool in the fall of 2022. So that will add to our numbers. So between counting the highest preceding year of the two and then opening the preschool in the fall of 22, we may be in a position where we don't ever have to count this lower number that we have this year.
So where are you seeing the lower numbers? You had a high graduation rate. Is there a specific class that's lower? Where do you see the lower numbers at, Bob?
Yeah, to be transparent, we had quite a few students from the Emporia District. I'm going to say, I don't have the exact number, but we had a significant number of students from the Emporia District come to our district last year so they could be in person. And then last spring when Emporia returned to in person, some of those students returned to Emporia. So we think that that accounts for the bulk of the 20 students that were down. So we kind of anticipated this.
Bob Larrigan joining us here, USD 251 Northland County Superintendent. Bob, I know that you've been, I want to go back here to the preschool, because you have been mentioning this over the last year about this being a really important step. And I'm assuming there's not just one reason why that's important here for the district.
Yeah, it's important for a lot of reasons. Obviously, early childhood education is very, very important for those students prior to attending kindergarten. And we have a number of students in our district that attend private preschools in the area, which is, you know, those are good preschools. But, we're really excited about our new building that we're remodeling. We actually will have our bid opening from contractors this Thursday. And then we'll have a good idea of how we're going to proceed this winter with the remodeling of that building. But it's going to be a state-of-the-art building. Right now we are putting one classroom in that building that can hold up to 27 students. And then there's enough available space that we won't be remodeling. So sometime in the future, if we decide to add, for example, a three-year-old preschool down the road, or we need a second classroom of four-year-olds, we've got that space open. So we're really excited about what that building's going to look like when it's finished.
So where is that building at?
It is just down the street, kind of catty quarter down the street from our current elementary school here in Americus. And so it's just a short walk from the elementary school. So it will be its own building. And like I said, we're going to open bids with contractors this Thursday and see where we're at on price.
Bob, one of the things that your district has been discussing, and I think a lot of districts have been discussing, although haven't really hit the public like it did for USD 251 Northland County, are diversity matters with the student that the lesbian student had her situation, and then we've seen a number of different things that kind of fallen into place from there. Where do things stand here for USD 251 on, I guess maybe revising or resetting policy, or is that a step that's even needed here for the district after what happened earlier this year?
Yeah, obviously, again, I can't talk about a particular situation, but we do provide training for our staff and students on cultural competency. We do provide training on, just being inclusive, and that's with everyone. That's, everyone should feel safe coming to school, and everyone has the right to an education and feel safe. And, I think if you knew our teachers, knew our students the way I do, you would understand that we do have a safe district and it's an inclusive district.
Bob, what about, you mentioned, about the preschool, and what about the rest of USD 251 as far as updates, renovations? Where are you at in that category?
Yeah, this summer we concentrated heavily on Northern Heights High School up in Allen, just working on some initiatives up there. For example, the building has a new coat of paint, and it looks really good. We've got some new siding on the north side of the building, new siding on the concession stand. We're still waiting on a couple other projects to be finished, just based on the slowness of how shipping's going right now and things. So we're working on some other things that we hope to come together soon as well.
Speaking of facilities, the discussion has been ongoing for quite some time as to how the district is going to move forward on basically a campus, whether it's going to be multiple campus points, for the elementary and the junior high, Northern Heights being separated, or one full campus that encompasses everybody. And sure, it sounds like there have been some conversations about possibly bringing that back to the forefront again.
Well, our site council met last spring, and our site council visited about that particular issue and gave some advice to the board. I think we all know that at some point up at Northern Heights High School, we'll have to deal with those mobile units out back that are aging, that have a few problems. So, I think it's important that we engage everybody in our district. I think it's important at some point that we maybe bring out in an outside person or people to kind of evaluate our facilities and give us some recommendations. That is an ongoing conversation, and that's a conversation that I think the board will have in the near future. I think it's particularly important for this board to wait until the elections are over this fall and we have the new board coming on the first of the year before those discussions go too far.
Sounds good. Bob, is there anything that you wanted to bring up that we're missing here this morning?
No, I think we've covered it. I would mention, I failed to mention when we talked about COVID, our district did get a stay grant through KDHE, the Stay and Learn grant, and so that has helped us to do some testing in-house to be able to keep some kids in person that otherwise might have had to quarantine. And also with that grant, we were able to hire a second nurse for the district, so each nurse has each campus has its own nurse now. So I think that's important as we go forward in dealing with the pandemic. So,
well, hopefully things continue on a positive path at USD 251. Bob, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, USD 251, North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, we're pointing you to next week, next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, specifically the 13th through the 15th, because those are our next available dates. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email us, KVUE at KVUE.com. Jack Mouse joins us tomorrow, and the reason is that concert at the Granada Theater coming up Saturday. Janice Borla, special guest artist, saxophonist Blue Lou Marini, and more, taking place and being on the Granada stage Saturday night.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 734, 52 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day?